Welcome back to the Cape Fear Rundown. From WHQR Public Media, I'm your host, Camille Mojica. This week, we talked to Ben about New Hanover Regional Medical Center's latest leapfrog rating and some reporting he's been doing around Novant and NHRMC over the past couple months. Stick around. New Hanover Regional Medical Center is our hospital. It's our one and only hospital, and it's the one that most people in the surrounding area rely on. It serves quite a few counties. So what happens when that hospital receives a B grade? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it something to worry about? Well, Ben joins us now to talk about it and explain what's been going on. Welcome back to the Cape Fear Rundown. I'm here with Ben Schockman. Hello, Ben.
Hello, Cami.
Okay, we're here to talk about Novant's latest leapfrog rating. Now, what is leapfrog?
So the Leapfrog Foundation is a nonprofit that gives twice annual letter grades to hospitals. And that's based on some granular data that you can look at for free online. A lot of this comes from the Centers for Medicaid and Medicare Services, which is part of the federal government. It's part of the Department of Health and Human Services. And you know, it gives you a very high level sort of grade of how the hospital is doing, but you can actually get pretty granular. So, for example, there's four or five different categories, ranging everything from some very specific types of infections, which are of high concern for hospital quality, to you know, bedside manner, to how people how people do during their recovery. To, you know, the responsiveness of staff. So it covers a lot of stuff.
And those are all things that, I guess, reflect back on the hospital as a whole.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, to be fair, you know, hospitals in the past, not just New Hanover Regional Medical Center, but other hospitals I've talked to have said, yes, the leapfrog grade is important. It does come from, you know, fairly reliable data, but it's not the entire picture of a hospital. So what we're talking about this week is the most recent grade, the spring 2024 grade for Novant Health, New Hanover Regional Medical Center, was a B.
So there's A, B, C.
And I don't want to go beyond that.
Okay.
I don't know if they like, if I think it's, I'm assuming it's A, B, C, D, F, but I've never seen something below a C.
Okay. So they got a B, which is, now in terms of this grading, how is this? Is this okay? Is it not good?
That's the thing. It's okay.
Okay.
Many of Novant's other hospitals got A's. All their hospitals in the Triad area got A's. In fact, the reason I know about Leapfrog was a couple of years ago, I think 3 years ago now, we got a press release from Novant touting that many of their hospitals had gotten an A.
Okay.
And I'd never heard of Leapfrog before, but I noticed in this list of A-ranked hospitals that NHRMC wasn't on the list, which caused me to look up that hospital and then see what was going on.
Okay. So what is going on at NHRMC that's making this be a B grade instead of an A grade hospital?
So this year, some of the issues were infections related to the main line, which if, you know, if you're going to be in surgery, they put, you know, they'll sometimes put it in your chest or in your neck, and that's how they can give you fluids and medication and all that stuff.
Oh, okay.
And also catheters. And that honestly just points to, you know, lack of proper policy and procedure, people rushing, people not, you know, I mean, catheter infections are like a good measure of like how like on top of the ball you are.
Okay.
And then, you know, issues with post-surgical care, people dying, this is serious stuff, and people dying from serious but treatable conditions, and surgical wounds splitting open afterwards. So like serious abdominal or chest surgery.
Okay.
And both of those kind of reflect, you know, the level of attention that people are getting after they have surgery.
Okay.
And again, to be very clear, these are not catastrophic rates, but they are definitely more people are dying than at higher quality hospitals, like Duke Hospital, for example.
Okay.
And you got to balance that. There are other factors. People do die at hospitals. I mean, people die from pneumonia, right? Like people die from complications from serious, you know, cardiovascular surgery, stuff like that. But a B is not like a death knell. For example, the Columbus Hospital System got a C, I believe.
Okay.
But Novant's hospital in Brunswick County got an A. You know, and it's worth noting, doctors have told me on background that, you know, more serious cases go to New Hanover Regional Medical Center.
Yes, I've also heard that.
There's actually an AirLink helicopter system that will take you from Brunswick right to NHRMC.
Oh, okay.
So again, this is a complicated system. I think what was notable was that a couple of years ago, when we first reported this, an executive vice president from Novant was actually willing to sort of go through some of the more granular issues where they were getting ranked. And often the way that they're ranked is, you know, it's cases out of 1,000, and this is based on CMS data, so federal data.
Okay.
And you can actually see, you know, like how many cases more than the average, or, you know, more than the best, less than the best hospital, more than the worst hospital. You can kind of dial it in. So they got into it pretty specifically with us and talked about things that they were doing to improve or why, or to provide some context around these grades. And this year they basically just gave us a statement that said, we're pleased that our commitment to safety and quality is being recognized by LeapFrog, which to me kind of just says, Abby is pretty good.
Okay.
So that's, you know, that's kind of this week's story, but there's probably a lot more. There's an iceberg under this.
Yeah. Okay. So talking about the people behind Novant and NHRMC, the people that are working on the ground, you've done a lot of reporting within the past couple months. Can you tell us a little bit about what you've been working on?
Yeah. So working on two fronts. One is those people, right? The nurses and the doctors who are not comfortable talking on the record.
Okay.
And part of that is because, you know, there are official corporate policies in place. And part of it is because what I've heard is that many of the issues that are going on at New Hanover Regional Medical Center are part of a nationwide issue. You know, we've had a lot of reporting here at HQR about what's going on with teachers and just the catastrophic burnout.
Yes.
You know, they feel underappreciated, they're underpaid. The stress conditions of the pandemic have been brutal. And a lot of them are just reaching the end of the rope. The attrition rates show that. That's not anecdotal. That's, you know, that's based on the data.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the same thing is true in the healthcare university. Probably more so. As close to literally as possible.
Yeah.
They've been through hell. And, you know, there's all kinds of issues. Novant's issues were aggravated more so than some other hospitals, but less than other hospitals, but definitely aggravated by their use of traveling nurses.
Mm.
This hit a peak a couple of years ago. And I think we've talked about this on the rundown before, but, you know, if you're reporter Cammy and you're making $20 an hour and I'm reporter Ben and I'm making $50 an hour and I'm a traveling reporter and I kind of just like clock out at 5.
Yes.
And you're still here at like 5:30 because you're from here, you love the station, you always give a little bit extra. It creates this, you know, kind of, you know, bifurcated employee culture.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And it's brutal. And Novant, you know, to their credit, was willing to talk to us a couple of years ago about this, and they did their best to get out from under that, you know, under that issue. But where they're at now is more just systemic burnout.
Okay.
And there's some corporate attitude going on where people, when it was a county-owned hospital, because this is the big question, right, is would things be different if the county still owned it?
Yes.
I don't think the county, in some places, things might have been worse. Because the county doesn't have the financial resources that Novant has to shore up, say, a nursing shortage.
Okay.
But what they did have was a culture where people were, like, just wildly dedicated to the hospital.
And that's changed.
Anecdotally.
Okay.
That has changed, where people are just, in part because there's a more corporate culture and they don't feel like they work for their community. They feel like they work for a nonprofit corporation that's not from here.
Yeah.
You know, the CEO is not from here. The executive vice presidents aren't from here. You know, the upper administration aren't people from their hometown. So that's part of it. Part of it is just this, you know, just deep sense of burnout and frustration and exhaustion. And I think every hospital is dealing with that. The problem with all of this is that there are pretty serious repercussions to this.
Yeah, I can see how the grade can reflect that burnout.
Yeah. And so we've done a number of interviews, one on the record, two, which will be on the record soon.
Okay.
So we have a newsroom coming out soon. It's a long interview with a gentleman who was himself a doctor, had decades of experience in medical practice and hospital administration. He ran a hospital. He actually whipped a hospital into shape and got that that grade up.
Okay.
In his case, he was talking about the CMS grade. So the Centers for Medicaid and Medicare Services also gives a grade.
Okay.
They only do it once a year. It's in July. And so right now, Novant has 2 stars, which is, again, it's not great.
Out of 5.
Out of 5.
Okay.
You know, and they really want to see 3s and 4s. Not everyone can be a 5-star hospital.
Yeah.
Although, actually, I've heard some doctors say any hospital can be a 5-star hospital, but I'm trying to be more realistic and say, like, you know, we are not getting a crazy great CMS grade. And so this doctor's experience, you know, is through the lens of a medical practitioner and an administrator.
Okay.
And he had a very negative experience. He had a surgery go wrong. And from his point of view, in his telling of it, he almost died.
Oh, he was the one receiving the surgery.
Yes.
Okay.
And because they missed a number of issues and didn't listen to him, he came close to death. And then afterwards, no one really talked to him.
Really?
Yeah. So, like, the aftercare was really not great.
Okay.
In terms of, like, the human aftercare. Like, they didn't, you know, I'm sure he got his meds or whatever, but, like, he felt like there was a number of systemic issues. In fact, one of the things he said that was most telling was, I don't blame any individual doctor or nurse for what happened to me. He wanted to make that really clear. Like, he's not saying, like, this doctor screwed up or that nurse screwed up. But what he was basically saying is that there's a culture here where people are just, you know, they're not reassessing patients. You know, the first resident that came in said, like, oh, you're probably just, you know, dehydrated. Even though he was pretty clear he was going into septic shock. He felt like maybe some of the nurses recognized what was going on and didn't feel comfortable speaking up. You know, there needs to be a culture where everyone can really speak up. And we've talked to some, you know, academic experts who say, like, yeah, that's crucial.
Yeah.
Like, and so, and the two other interviews we had similar through lines where, you know, doctors and nurses weren't listening to families or they weren't checking on patients enough. Or they really had to advocate almost to the point of, like, belligerence to get what they needed as patients.
Hmm.
And that the care was kind of cold and standoffish. Again, these are 3 anecdotes out of thousands of patients. So you got to take that with a grain of salt. But I do think what's interesting is that the experts we've talked to, including Barack Rickman, who used to be at Duke, I think now is at George Washington University.
Okay.
Who I talked to first during the hospital sale process. They've said, like, look, these are not unique to any hospital. But the interesting thing about changing a culture is that, on the one hand, it's not free, but it's not a major investment.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, changing the environment.
Okay.
Where nurses feel empowered to speak up, where residents feel motivated to double check their work.
Okay.
You know, it might be a little more in time. And manpower and people power, you know, might be a little more hours because people are doing a little bit more work.
But fiscally,
it's not a huge cost. It pales in comparison to the cost of, like, building a new hospital facility, you know. But it is harder to do. You can't just throw money at it. Like, you really have to want to change it. Corporate culture is difficult, you know, and it's kind of a squishier topic. You know, if it's just like, oh, you don't have enough beds, you file a certificate of need, the state approves it, and you build another facility.
Yes.
Not enough parking. Not enough nurses.
Same thing.
Money. Buy more nurses. Build more parking.
Yeah.
You know? Culture change, that's tough. You know? And we do hope Novant's going to be willing to talk to us about this. We're looking forward to hopefully doing an interview with them next week and having a continuing conversation here, because the point is not just to throw rocks at Novant. You know? And I know there are people, you'll see it in the comments, any story about the hospital.
Yeah.
You know, we never should have sold it. Well, undoing the, and even Treasurer Dale Falwell, outgoing Treasurer Dale Falwell, once suggested that Novant should sell us the hospital back for 50 cents on the dollar, which is just not a reality.
No.
That's just not an adult thing that's going to happen. So this is our hospital. This is who is operating our hospital.
Okay.
There is no point in sticking your sabot in the machine and trashing it just for the sake of it.
Yeah.
But what else can we do, right? So what else we can do is to have the conversation, is to, like, get people involved and invested. Instead of just being angry, sort of give some direction to the frustration and say, like, this is what our reporting shows. These are where things are falling through the cracks. And line that up with the CMS data, and line that up with interviews, and line that up with what Novant has to say, and hopefully have a public conversation that maybe leads to better quality of care.
Okay.
That's highfalutin and ambitious, but you gotta try.
You gotta try. Shoot for the stars.
Shoot for the stars, and maybe you'll land at a B+.
Well, Ben, thank you for being on the show with me this week, and we're looking forward to this upcoming newsroom episode.
Happy to do it, and yeah, stay tuned. Should be this coming Friday.
Oh, that's soon.
Yes.
Okay. Well, stay tuned for this upcoming Friday.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening to the Cape Fear Rundown. Check out our show notes for relevant links and titles to the music we used this week. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, or just general feedback, feel free to get in touch. You can shoot me an email at cmojica, that's M-O-J-I-C-A, at whqr.org, or you can find me on X at Cami Reports. I'd love to hear from you. I'm your host, Camille Mojica, and I'll see you next week.